Listen to this now. A trio of education theorists will argue that dodgeball should be banned from schools because it is a tool of oppression. That's right, oppression. They say the hidden curriculum, that's their terminology, in dodgeball makes physically inferior students feel powerless and helpless compared to stronger or more athletically gifted kids. Now, my response to that would be, then why do we grade kids on what they do in the classroom? Doesn't that make mentally inferior kids feel powerless and helpless compared to the smarter kids? I thought we were preparing kids for life, but apparently no. We want to make everybody feel good and give them that proverbial participation trophy. We're running out of things that we're going to let kids do in school now. If they want to get rid of something in the physical education department, I say get rid of those ropes they used to ask us to climb. Oh, my God. I would jump up to get as high up on the rope to begin with as I could, and I'd hang there. That's as far as I would get. You know, if we want to play this game, we need to get rid of pull-ups. I couldn't do pull-ups in high school. I'm still not exactly a master of them. I can get maybe 10 or 12, but I couldn't do any in high school. And why don't we get rid of sit-ups, too? I found those to be very uncomfortable. We got to make life easy for kids.